Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9.88, up 2.5 on the open. May, 9.78, down 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9.67, up 1 on the open. May, 9.66, down 1.25. July, 7.73, up 2.5. September, 7.80, up 6. December, 7.90, up 3.5 on the open. March corn opened at 4.35, down 3.75 on the open. May, 4.45, down 4.75. July, 4.54.5, down 1.75. September, 4.48.5, down 4. December, 4.44.5, down 6. March of 2009, 4.51.5, down 4.75. July, 4.58, down 4.5 on the open. January soybeans opened at 11.56, down 3/4 on the open. March, 11.74, down 2. May, 11.87, down 2.5. July, 11.90, down 1.25. August, 11.50, down 5. November, 10.47, down 1/4. January of 2009, 10.48, down 1.5 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 324.50, down 20 on the open. March, 331.50, unchanged. January soybean oil opened at 46.18, up 1 on the open. March, 46.75, down 8. CME livestock, December live cattle open at 92.90, up 2.5 on the open. January feeders, 103.67.5 unchanged. February lean hogs, 59.30, up 5. And February pork bellies, 87.75, down 37.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, providing independent commodity and financial analysis to clients throughout the United States. Risk Management Commodities Incorporated has offices located in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
From the high on Monday morning to the low on Monday night, March wheat dropped 52.5 cents, Wayne. This morning looks like we're seeing the unwinding of those bull spreads that have been put in the last several days.
Well, I think, you know, we saw some tremendous larger moves than what should have been expected on that spread that way, and a little bit of profit-taking time here for sure, Dave. I mean, I think that we've seen a lot of times where people think that it should move one way or the other, but once you get to exorbitant profits, like you say, that 50-some cents, why people are willing to take the money and run.
Wayne, what are the index funds likely to do? And there's been a lot of speculation about this, but I'm wondering, when you talk to your sources, what they say, what are they likely to do early in the new year?
Well, I think there's going to, you know, we've seen a highly published fact that there's going to be some rebalancing of some of these funds, maybe moving a little bit out of the beans and the wheat and into possibly the corn and maybe back into some of the energies again. So, you know, if they will do all they rebalance, is that going to happen? And will we see a little more buying in the corn and a little bit of exiting in the wheat and beans? You know, that's what we're looking at.
And if we're looking at the charts, and I am right now, it looks to me like this month corn futures haven't had a lower close.
Today might be the first day.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? It isn't closing time yet, and we look through the days a lot of times like it could, and we've seen at the end of the day if things come on back. But we're thinking, you know, we did pop up to that 5.5-month high there yesterday through the day. It looked like a pausing point on the long-term chart where we should hear it pause a little bit and set back a little bit because the stochastics went to overbought, and then turned, they crossed over and turned down yesterday. So we saw a lot of the people that did watch the stochastics go ahead and do a little bit of selling or lightening up.
The traders going to sort at the end of this week, bag it in for the holiday, or are they going to come back next week and trade hard?
Well, I think that we have already started into a little bit of holiday mode, Dave. But next week, I'm going to say that basically it's going to be a much thinner trade than what we've had the last couple of weeks, that's for sure. Now, that doesn't mean the volatility will go out of the market, because some of your fund managers can be there and they still might be doing some large trades. But all in all, we look for the volume to start tapering off today, you know, through the end of the year.
What do you make of the soybean market? It appears technically it may be putting in a short-term top.
Well, you're 100% right. I think short-term we are seeing a top here, but we have to remember that the battle for acres isn't over. The idea that, depending on what crude oil does, that the soy oil energy type crossover doesn't have to be over if we see the crude gain back. But we're going to be looking at a couple of things. We're going to be looking at what the crude oil does, what the bean oil is at, and some of the planting intentions and the corn-bean ratio, Dave. So all those together doesn't tell us this market is over, but it does telling us by looking at the charts it is pausing for the meantime.
When you look at that corn-bean spread, is it getting it done to produce the acres needed?
Well, it depends. If you're the people wanting corn, why it's doing a fairly good job right now. If you're the people wanting beans, it needs to go just a little bit wider.
Are you in the camp of 2.6 or better?
I think 2.5 gets the beans that we need.
Turn your attention to outside market influences. We've been speaking about those for months, it seems. Are they now beginning to decouple from the grains?
Oh, I think that they are not quite the influence they were a month ago, Dave, but always an eye on the gold, the dollar, and the crude oil here. You know, the crude oil highly affects the bean oil, it affects the ethanol price, the gold, the inflation rate, and, of course, the dollar, how we're doing. So those are always going to be very, very much in the talk or the consideration of things as to whether we can continue to gain here. If the dollar would continue to gain, you know, we might not see the prices on the board of the Inflationary Act continue to go up as much.
All right. Put on your speculator hat, shine up your crystal ball for me, and tell me what you feel will be the market moves after traders come back but before the USDA reports.
Well, I think that there's going to be some ideas that the beans will still have to move higher to buy the acreage that the trade feels is needed out there for a good balance sheet for the beans, Dave. So I feel on a hard dip, if we can get the dip in this pause period, that beans are probably going to be bought by some of your large funds that way. I think that we're going to be, taking a look at the oil market, and I think that we will actually maybe see some move back or setback as far as we go in the crude oil, hopefully not punching through that $100 mark and maybe trading in the $85 to $90 range after the first of the year.
Hedgers should be doing something at these price levels, I would imagine.
You know, I think basically we've already pulled the trigger on what we would like to do. We would like to think that these prices have generated enough that we should be in the 20 to 30% sold for next year, is looking at things. One of the things that makes us very skeptical, and especially in not wanting to go out past just this next year, is fertilizer prices are going up astronomically. There was an $80 a ton increase announced in potash by Potash Corporation, International Potash Corporation, yesterday afternoon. This is just driving fertilizer prices very high, and it looks like by the projections, by what's use of India, China, Malaysia, the U.S., that we are going to stay on the very, very short side of the supply side of what we need. So it's going to be a demand market for the fertilizers over the next years, and we don't know where they're going to go to. So it's hard to want to price out past the two, you know, what we're going to be planting in the spring. But, we're going to really look at that. We do think that these are some good levels to have some prices put in.
So if I'm 30% hedged in my corn, do I want to look at re-owning any of that on a vertical call spread?
Well, I think that's a very good idea along the way, and I think it just depends on at what level you want to not be just plain sold, and I think it depends on the individual and the farmer. But, you know, the vertical calls, bull call spreads are a very good way and maybe should be put on now before we even see maybe the last little shot up before the new year and the final buying of acre spurt comes in here, Dave, so it gives you the confidence to go ahead and sell some more of your crop when it comes time.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City, 979, down 6.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat, 963, down 3. July, 775, up 4.5. March corn, 434, down 4.75. December, 446.25, down 4.25. January beans, 1148.5, down 8.25. November of harvest month next year, at 1047.5. And it is up a quarter. January soybean meal, 321.50, down 320. January soybean oil, 46.24, up 7. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.